stone.
You were saying that Mr. Morelli used to, he started out with his programs in schools and high schools, right?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Antonio was, he's always interested in young people. He liked them, got along very well with them, and he's at all the vocal specials at Radio City Music Hall in New York, so he's very well acquainted with voices, so, and music. So he arranged at the various schools to give seminars, and he did it at, he was at the university a couple of times when, of course, the university, when it started, was one, a building about 100 by 25 by 100. That was the whole building, and that's not too long ago. Yeah, he did seminars over there, and he did them in several of the other public schools. And, when he did, I forget when it was, 1963, something like that, he composed and produced a spectacle called The Portrait of Nevada. And he put it, he needed an excellent chorus, so he went up to the university, and with the musical director up there, his consent, he got the use of all the students. Well, it took him 6 months to train them the way he wanted them, and they did a magnificent job. It was really something that is talked about to this day. It was put on the convention hall of the Sands Hotel. It was all about Nevada, its early growth, and up the Indians up at Pyramid Lake and Winnemucca, and definitely Nevada history. So, and then in many of his musical afternoons and spectacles he put on, he had several local people. There was one lady, Adelina Romero, her husband. Arturo Romero, in the Magic Violins at the Dunes. Well, Adelina was a concert pianist in Mexico, where she came from. So on one of the Mother's Days, she was the featured performer. And another time, on one of his concerts, he asked Dean Martin, would he perform for the people in concert? And Dean said he'd be delighted to. So really, that afternoon, that evening before, it's quite a joke. We used to say to Dean, are you going out tonight? No, no, he says, I have to get my rest tonight. Tomorrow I'm in concert at the convention center. And Red Skelton, and the adorable Nat King Cole, who was so nice. He was also a performer. Everybody that we ever asked, they were very generous, and they gave their time, and the people. People who couldn't see these people, they couldn't afford, but they see them in concert for free. And